The Port of New Bedford is the number one commercial fishing port in the country, hauling in some $9 billion from the industry each year. But city officials are looking to diversify the port's business, and they're betting on offshore wind. New Bedford Mayor John Mitchell says, according to a federal study, one of the windiest spots along the eastern seaboard is about 25 miles south of Martha's Vineyard.
And New Bedford's the closest industrial port, so it's old-fashioned geographic proximity that puts us in the driver's seat with this industry, but it's, you know, it's also what we have here in the port. It's a full-service port.
A few years ago, the city invested in a marine commerce terminal that could be used for constructing and maintaining offshore wind farms. But offshore wind has proven controversial to fishermen who say wind turbines could interfere with their work. The port's draft plan is now open for public comment for the next month. Avery Brookins, Rhode Island Public Radio.